The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. We remember all those who lived a pure life and have gone before us to the Heavenly Father. We also remember thousands of ordinary and simple unrecognized flocks who dedicated their lives to build a better humanity. The Gospel readings gives us the true meaning of today's feast. The Gospel spells out that the pure in spirit, those who mourn, those who meek, those who hunger, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who persecuted for righteousness are the people who inherit the kingdom of God. On the one hand, the world, which is full of arrogance, violence, and competition, may fail to see the significance of the above teachings of Jesus. But on the other hand, if a Christian has a closer look, he or she would have qualms of conscience regarding some aspects of the life he or she is living. The saints who have gone before us have lived an exemplary life based on these beatitudes. Attitude leads one to action. So a Christian needs to form his or her attitudes according to the beatitudes of Jesus. Purity of heart is the foremost attitude required of us. A potter cannot make a strong pot unless he gets pure clay. A person cannot be fruitful unless his heart is pure. Purity of heart helps us to see the beauty and goodness of the other and enables us to discover our real worth as children of God. Purity of heart makes us meek because in its light we see ourselves as we are. And this makes us merciful and compassionate persons. All of us have innate good attitudes. Each one of us have our own attitudes. And our worth is immense, like precious jewels. A precious jewel that costs millions of dollars will not lose its worth just because it fell into dirt or thrown out by the people not knowing its worth. Its real worth remains unchanged. In the same way, all of us have the worth as the children of God with right attitudes. But situations and actions have formed a lot of dirt. around our real worth, and thus we may not be shining as jewels. The practice of the Beatitudes cleans the dirt and enhances our beauty as God's own children. We commemorate today the Feast of All Saints who discovered their innate worth as children of God. This enabled them to reach out others with a compassionate heart and do ordinary things in an extraordinary way. The attitude of Jesus is the Beatitudes. And when our attitude become like Beatitude, it is easy for us to become pure in spirit, meek, merciful, and pure in heart. So let us live our lives anchored in Beatitudes. Today we celebrate all the saints, and the saints are our elders. And after many years or few years, we don't know when, we also will be remembered in this, the list of saints. So our youngsters wanted to study from us. We should be a model for them, as the saints are the model for us. So let us lead a life according to the Beatitude which Jesus gives us. So we too will be listed in the saints, and we also will be remembered one day in the list of the saints. May God bless us all. Amen.